Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right. I thought this was a cool story. Boy who sells his Pokemon cards, and there's a picture of him on the side of the road. Homemade sign, Pokemon sale. Umbrella, kid looks like he's 8, lawn chair, all that stuff. Typical lemonade stand stuff. By the way, my daughters have made $44 selling lemonade.
Nice.
One person was incredibly nice and just gave him a $20 bill. Boy, he sells his lemonade or Pokemon cards to raise $650 to save his dog's life. Ends up raising $19,500 and saves the dog. Kind of a wholesome, heartwarming story there, if you will. All right, congratulations to the 2024-2025 Lifter of the Year for Nebraska Wrestling. That's Hayden Mills. Now, congratulations to Hayden. I instantly thought of a conversation that I had with Boyd Epley. I'm at the Outland Trophy Ceremony. I think it was January 22nd in Omaha, and Boyd and I are just chatting. And somehow the Lifter of the Year trophy randomly came up. And he goes, yeah, I've got it in my house. Why do you have it in your house? He goes, they don't give it out anymore at the football team. And I was like, what? And to be clear, if you remember, it was actually changed to the Boyd Epley Award about a year or two before they quit giving it out. So the Boyd Epley Award, the Lift of the Year trophy, whatever you'd like to call it. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they don't do it. He didn't say a lot. But you know when you look at a person, you can like see in their eyes that they're like, really bothered by something. Like, that's what I saw. I could just like, he didn't want to talk about it, but it was weird because he didn't want to let it go either. You know? And it's interesting because they give out Lifter of the Year awards for other sports, but not football. Not the one where the place that started incorporating lifting weights and football at a time when it was considered bad because it was going to make your athletes too stiff and unathletic was Nebraska. That guy was Boyd Epley. The coach that convinced Bob Devaney to do it was Tom Osborne. Devaney said, this doesn't work out. You guys are fired, by the way. That's how much Osborne believed in it. He was the offensive coordinator for Devaney. And it was like the late 60s, which, by the way, probably had a huge, gigantic impact on the 70-71 national championship teams. Especially that 71 team that just, curb stomped everybody under God's hot sun. Except Oklahoma, which averaged over 400 yards rushing a game. That might be the greatest team, and I know there's going to be 93, 99, and 82 and 83 Husker fans that get really mad at me. They'd be in this conversation, especially 80, no disrespect to 82, but 83 and 93. Okay, but that 71 Oklahoma team, they ended up number 2 in the country, absolutely destroyed. I think it was, I forget, they play Auburn. They were like number 3, they played number 4 Auburn. Okay, I think Nebraska played Oklahoma. Like, Nebraska just absolutely mollywopped Alabama for the national title. I want to say it was 38-6 at the Orange Bowl. I could be wrong. Oklahoma just obliterated Auburn. They were clearly the two best teams in the country. That might be the best team in the history of college football to not win a national title. All right. All the Husker fans from those other years that I aforementioned can come after me with pitchforks if they'd like. Send your text to Jake, however. All right. I was taken aback when Boyd's like, they're not giving away the Lifter of the Year, the Boyd Epley Award anymore. Obviously, he has a direct tie for this. He was the main reason. He started lifting on his own, and then he took off in track, and then this was noticed, and his physique changed, and it caught Osborne's attention, and that's how it came into Nebraska football, and then it spread throughout college football. It was an incredibly risky thing to do, and it was a game-changing thing to do. Husker power, how many times have we heard that? It's been a while since it had a little bit more oomph behind it. You think back to that Orange Bowl versus Miami, the difference was Husker power. You think back to the Fiesta Bowl versus Florida. Good Lord. The physical level that those guys played on versus the number two team in the country. Florida still finished number two after losing 62-24. That's how good Florida was. It was just another planet. The physicality of the 97 team was in another universe. The Husker teams, for so long, may not have been as fast, may not have been as talented, but they were going to hit you right in the mouth. And teams knew that. There, I forget his name now. He was playing semi-pro football when I was back on a break. I was in college. I want to say I was a freshman. I went back for summer, like a brief break before we came back for summer conditioning. I was back home, and he played for Washington in 97. When Nebraska went up and beat Washington, number two in the country, Brock Heward, all that, 7-2. They won 24-7. It was really Scott Frost coming out party. Because I think it was the week before where he got booed by the fans for UCF and Frankie London came in, even though Osborne had said Frankie was going to come in no matter what. But then Scott played great in that Washington game. The whole team did, and he never looked back. There was a guy that was on that team that was on the semi-pro, helping coach the semi-pro team. He was huge. He was huge. As soon as he heard I was from Nebraska, he goes, Nebraska, we played them. And his eyes got huge. He goes, those dudes were unreal. I watched like a 350-pound Samoan guy just like wilt into this tiny little thing at the moment of just thinking about that game. Husker power, lifting, the weight room was a gigantic advantage. And the Lifter of the Year award was something that was immensely one of my goals when I got here. When I think of my favorite awards that I've been ever been able to be lucky enough to achieve, I'm not going to list them because it sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm just going to say there's four that stick out to me. It's one of the four. I hadn't even started a game yet. That's how much it meant to me. Like, I have these four awards in a certain place in my house. I don't have a whole lot of things up, but I have those four. It's there. There are things with bigger acclaim to it, more national appeal to it. But to me, it's one of those four. I don't know if many people know this. I almost won it twice. My senior year, I got second. How in the world can I get mad at a guy like Brandon Rigoni beating me out? I was like, if anybody's going to beat me out, Brandon Rigoni, yeah, no problem with that. I interviewed Rex the other day. He won it twice. Made me jealous. I was like, you are such a nice guy. All right. My point is, I not much has been made of this. I wasn't even aware of it. Boyd didn't say a whole lot. He just, it's like he didn't want to talk about it, but he didn't want to let it go. You could tell it hurt him. It's named the Boyd Epley Award now. Well, when we gave it out, or the Lift of the Year Award. To me, I always thought it gave people something to strive for. I thought it was, I don't know, maybe it's an individual award. So that's why, I don't know, I have to ask him. Since that night, I've not talked with anybody. I've not followed up. But I just saw this, and it made me think of that. One of my twins, when she was two, threw a gigantic fit. Ran into the bookshelf, out of control, knocked the Lifter of the Year award that I have on the ground, and it broke. Luckily, that thing's heavy. Like, it missed her, thank God. That thing is heavy, though. We got a new one. We got a new one. But, like, I was like, no! Like, I need to do a little bit more research. I need to have a few more conversations. But the fact that we're not giving this out, I have a hard time trying to comprehend what it would be. Is it too individualistic? To me, it's something to strive for. It's honoring someone who's worked their butt off. Should we not give out conference awards now, All-American awards? I don't know. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, I don't know. That just surprised me to hear that's not, because that's something you think about with Husker power. Like you said, I mean, it's a big deal. You know, at certain times, I think guys won that didn't maybe play as much, and so maybe there was like a thought of, you know, maybe it gets people frustrated as far as like, why isn't this guy playing? But you know, that was going on for a long time. So I don't know why they would not do that. I've always been upset too. They stopped counting pancakes. I've never understood it as a program. Now, I think they did it because they went from the option offense to West Coast and they weren't going to equal the same amount of pancakes, but bring that back too.
Yes. Preach. Hallelujah. Amen. Preach, Pastor Jake. He says we have to go to break. They already got rid of the, I'll go quickly. We got to go to break. They got rid of the Husker platform. So what that is there used to be a point system based on what your 40 time was, your 10 time, the 20-yard dash, your vert. Okay. Based on your time and your weight, you got a certain amount of points. And if you accumulated enough points, and there weren't many people on this platform from over the decades. 30, 40? Probably not 50, probably 30 or 40. And not many that weren't football. All due respect to other sports, there were other names on there, but not many that weren't football. The day my parents dropped me off, July 7th, going into my true freshman year, former defensive end Justin Smith, I slept on his couch for 2 weeks. He opened up the dorms. They started camp back when you could do two-a-days. But my first day in the weight room, I weighed 247. I watched another true freshman DN rep out 315 on the bench. I got buried under 275. And my third memory is I sat down and three seniors ran over and just ripped into me like a monkey on a cupcake. Because I sat down on the Husker platform. I don't know what it was. The names of everybody who had tested well enough, which was not a large list, based on their weight, their 10, their 40 time and all that, accumulated enough points and got their names on there for eternity. That's how much that, you don't sit on that thing. I had the lifelong, well, from that point on, the lifelong goal of from that instant going forward of getting on there. Callahan got rid of that 2 years later. I was within so many, I was like so close to getting on there as a redshirt freshman. My 10-yard dash, I was less than a tenth of a second off. Everything else was there. And I had 3 years to get there. It was gone. They already got rid of the Husker platform. That's not talked about. To be clear, again, I love Corey Campbell. I think he does a great job. I think we have stepped it up in the weight room from the previous weight staff, which I'll be honest, I thought was not good at all. He knows I don't think that, and he doesn't like me very much, and I don't care. Because he didn't do a good job. We had injuries. We got pushed around. The second half belonged to every other team that we played. It is what it is. Corey does a great job. You can see the difference in the guys. You can see the difference in the play. Hopefully we continue to grow and develop. I'm just curious why this thing isn't, I don't want to say thing, why the trophy is not handed out anymore. I'd be curious to learn more. All right, let me know your thoughts and comments. What's that number? And then we will finally go to break, Jake.
402-464-5685.
Jake's going to have a heart attack. We better go to break. Go Big Red, and we will be back shortly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.